Dirty Doctor, Sexy Erotica by Ulrich. Narrated by Christina May. Could you pass the salt, please? Bianca, wake up and pass the salt, please. All right, calm down, here. I grabbed the salt shaker from the lunch table and set it down hard in front of Miriam. What's eating you? She asked in surprise. Nothing. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it like that. I just got caught up in my own thoughts there for a second, I said, attempting to smooth things out. I had actually heard her asking me to pass the salt a few times, and in every respect, I was the one who had transgressed the unwritten rules of how to get along with one's co-workers during lunch. In my defense, I did have a great deal on my mind at that time. You all right? Miriam asked, sprinkling what looked like half the contents of the salt shaker onto the avocados and hard-boiled eggs she had brought from home. I caught myself thinking that perhaps her excessive use of salt might be part of the reason why she was struggling to lose weight. But I didn't say anything. Instead, I tried excusing my behavior yet again. It certainly wasn't Miriam's fault that I was feeling so tense. It's just, you know, at home, we had a bit of a fight last night. Did Martin come back already? Paul asked. He is my closest supervisor and Martin's old schoolmate. He suddenly realized that since we were working together, he might become best friends with Martin, even though they had absolutely nothing to do with one another since school. No, he's due back tomorrow night, I replied. I could see how Paul's eyebrows shot up a fraction, as if an idea just came to him. And I quickly added, late, very late. That's all right, I can pop over this weekend, Paul nodded confidently to himself. We're not going to be home, I said in response to the idea of entertaining the inevitable awkwardness that would have ensued between the two men had I accepted his forced invitation. We're going to his grandmother's on Friday to help set up for her birthday party. Ah, Miriam said. No wonder you're feeling a bit under the weather. He's gone for 3 weeks and you'll both have to leave the moment he gets back. She smiled and then set about attacking the colossal amount of salt on her plate. I gazed at her in wonderment. She really did have a keen perception of people, because that had indeed been the reason why we had fought over the phone. Tell him I'll call him next week, Paul said as he left our small luncheon.